I'm Tamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Beatrice Wasu, a yoga teacher here in Ottawa and the founder of the Women of Color Remake Wellness Team. We're going to be talking about the general lack of representation in BIPOC yoga teachers in many studios and what she's decided to do about it.
How long have you been teaching yoga?
So I've been teaching just over a year now, so for not that long. I've been practicing, however, longer than teaching, roughly 10 to 11 years now. So not lots of teaching experience, but more of a practice experience.
Would you say it's like your passion?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. It's like in terms of like my passion that has sort of like evolved over the years. Like teaching was definitely like something that I like was definitely one of my passions back then, but now it's just like something that I enjoy, and because I've seen sort of the benefits that come to just practicing yoga in general, and I like that I can pass that opportunity to other people, but I wouldn't say it's like my passion.
So what has made you feel out of place or marginalized in a yoga class or studio where there weren't many people of color?
I think it's just not seeing other people who look like you makes you sort of question whether you belong there or whether the place is made for you. I don't think it's anything that studios do intentionally. I think it's just a sense of like unbiased like hiring process whereby they hire people who look like them without realizing that there is an impact when you have a studio full of just like mainly the same people, then you have like one BIPOC student coming in and all of a sudden they're in this space where they're supposed to enjoy themselves, but they sort of look around and they don't see other people like them. And then they sort of sit there and sort of question themselves, like, wait a minute, is this place made for me? Like, should I be here right now? And that in itself makes you very much marginalized and feeling like you don't belong there or like that place is not made for you.
Can you tell me more about the directory? Where in Ottawa is the directory located and what is it all about?
Yeah, so in like right after the Black Lives Movement, like sort of at the height of it during the summer, we basically did a quick scan of all the yoga studios in the Ottawa area because, again, with the whole movement happening, a lot of studios, I feel like there was lots of like performative activism where like everyone's like, I'm going to do the work and like, you know, sharing things, and that's their way of doing activism, which is great. And it's amazing that people are able to use like online to sort of, you know, to bring awareness and say like, we are concerned and we're listening. But the issue becomes like, okay, great. You've done the online performance. Can you do actual work? So based on that, we basically did a quick scan of all the yoga studios in the Ottawa area, and we sort of noticed that a vast majority of the teachers are mainly white teachers, and even though there are some BIPOC teachers, it's not that much. A majority of them are white teachers. So based on that, we did basically graph saying, like, there is an issue here, and we need to do something about it. And the answer that we got from lots of studios, or basically just, like, talking to people in general within the yoga community, is that they're not able to hire BIPOC people because they don't know where to find them, which I sort of coined the idea of like the pipeline problem. Is like, I would love to hire more BIPOC people, but I just don't know where to hire them, or like don't know any qualified candidate. And basically with our directory, is basically it's going to be acting as a platform where people can hire BIPOC teachers if they are willing to do the work, or if they are going to move beyond just the performative activism. Now they have a hub where they can look through the list of teachers and hire based on that. And instead of doing the work themselves, we're sort of like cut the work for them. And they don't have an option of saying like, we don't know where to look for BIPOC teachers now, because now there's a full list of BIPOC teachers where they can look to and sort of hire from. But also I think it's important to, like, when we did put out the directory this month, we did recognize like a lot of studios are not going to be able to hire lots of teachers right now, and some are letting out are firing teachers because, again, just like the current circumstances that we're living in doesn't really allow them to hire teachers, which is completely understandable. But I think when studios are ready to hire teachers, and if they are like willing to do the work that they've said like a few months back ago, saying like, we were listening and we want to do the work, now they have a list of teachers to look to, and hopefully they can, based on like list of teachers, be able to find someone who fits within their studio's missions and goals.
Has your team faced any challenges during the pandemic?
I think not that much, to be honest. I think the challenge for us is sort of the same for everyone right now. It's like, everything is basically done online. Mm-hmm. That's like our go-to option for pretty much everything that we do right now, even like with hosting workshops and events. It's mainly online. I think that sort of has been like our biggest challenge. But yeah, even though we have hosted some events online, it has been successful. People are very much receptive to it and are willing to, you know, engage, even though it's like, oh, I would like to come and like meet this person in real life. But it's okay because you get to still meet them online and still sort of enjoy that community despite it being online mainly and rather than in person.
Why do you think it's important for women of color to exercise self-care?
I think it's important for everyone. We can't really just say it's just a matter, it's for just like women of color. I think everyone can benefit from just self-care. But then if you do narrow it down to just like specific like BIPOC women, I think we face so many obstacles and so many struggle in our daily life in terms mm-hmm. of racism, like sexism, all these things. And then you add to it, then it's like, okay, well, I need to take care of myself because on a daily basis, you go through so much that mm-hmm. taking care of yourself is so important. And I think there's this notion of us like a strong Black woman, which is really great. It's a great idea and notion. But I think we need to sort of move away from that and realize like it is okay to say like, today I need a day off. Today I'm not going to be strong. Today I'm just going to like relax and do nothing basically. I think it's important for us in general to just take care of ourselves, regardless of like your race, because taking care of ourselves allows us to do the things we like to do, and without taking care of ourselves, we won't be able to do that.
On today's news story, I spoke with Beatrice Lasu, a yoga teacher here in the Ottawa region and the founder of Women of Color Remake Wellness Team. Women of Color Remake Wellness will be holding an online event Sunday, November 29th, where they'll be discussing the narrative perpetuated by mainstream media that the outdoors is a predominantly white space. For more information, you can go on their website at womenofcolorremakewellness.com. I'm Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in to today's news story.